How much did you want to enter this beauty pageant?
$1,850.
Her dream cost a pretty penny.
Why would a smart girl like you give her $1,850?
Taylor is very cute and plays the innocent role a lot. I've been there for her in the past.
But her act...
The smile doesn't work on me.
...is wearing thin.
I wrote a book. The first part of the book says beauty fades. Second part of the book says dumb is forever.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Patrice Alessi is suing her former friend, 19-year-old Taylor Robinson, for an unpaid loan so she could enter a beauty pageant.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 50 on the calendar in the matter of Alessi versus Robinson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Alessi, how old are you?
I'm 28.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Do you work in a hospital or?
Home care. I take care of patients at home.
How long have you been doing that?
About 5 years now.
You have a degree in nursing?
Yes, I have a degree in marketing, but I also have a degree in nursing.
You live in an apartment on your own?
No.
Who do you live with?
I live with a friend of mine from church.
You pay rent?
No.
How does that happen?
She's helping me out from church. I'm saving money so I can get my own place. So I'm supposed to be moving out at the end of this month, actually.
How long have you been living with her?
4 months now.
Prior to that, where did you live?
I had my own place.
Paid rent?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a car that takes you to and from work?
Yes, ma'am.
Car paid off or you have a note on the car?
I have a note on the car.
And you pay the note?
Yes, ma'am.
You owe big credit card bills?
My credit's not that great, so yeah, some.
So you're not a rich lady?
No, I'm not, ma'am.
Trying to get it together so that you can move forward?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Miss Robinson, what do you do for a living?
I'm a student and a waitress.
You're a student?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
How long do you know the plaintiff?
About 3 years.
Where do you know her from?
We met actually at a fashion show.
In the past 3 years, has she been a good friend to you?
Yeah, she's been a really good friend.
Who do you live with?
I live with my parents. Well, just my mom, actually.
What does she do for a living?
My mom, she works at a bank.
She works 6 days a week?
Yeah.
How many days a week do you work?
I work like about 3 or 4.
I always knew how many days I worked.
Well, I mean, it changes every week. I'm a waitress.
Plaintiff gave you some money. What did she give you money for?
She gave me money to enter in a pageant.
What kind of pageant?
A beauty pageant.
Tell me how it came about that she gave you money.
Well, I was telling her back in October that I wanted to enter into a beauty pageant, and she loved the idea. She wanted to help me out because I was having a lot of trouble.
Don't tell me what she wanted to do.
Okay.
You wanted to enter a beauty pageant.
Yeah, I wanted to enter a beauty pageant, and she offered to give me the money.
Well.
As a gift.
Just a sec. Don't tell me it was a gift. That's for me to determine. You wanted to enter a beauty pageant, but you didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to enter a beauty pageant, that's very nice. However, if you didn't have enough money, why would you ask somebody who really doesn't have a lot of money to give you money?
I didn't ask her to give me money. She offered to give me money. I told her casually in conversation that I wanted to enter this pageant, and she believed in me and thought I could win and told me that if I won, I would pay her back.
That's a lie.
Somebody who's living with somebody else, not paying rent so that they can save up their money, isn't going to give you how much did you want to enter this beauty pageant?
It was $1,850.
$1,850. Now, why would a smart girl like you, who's working hard, give her $1,850?
I didn't give her anything.
No, well, you did, in fact, give it to her, whether it was a loan or a gift is something I have to determine.
Yeah.
You took it out of whatever account you had, or a credit card you had, and you gave it to her.
Originally, I was not going to give her $1,850. That's ridiculous. She called me crying. Taylor is very cute and plays the innocent role a lot. She became like a little sister to me. She knows I'm a really nice person. I've been there for her in the past. She originally called me crying. She did a fundraising to get some of the money, and she said she was $500 short. I said, okay, I don't have a lot of money. My car note's due on December 12th. I will loan you $500, but you have to give it back to me no later than December 12th because my car note's due.
How did you think she was going to get $500?
She was doing fundraising. She had a fundraising that was coming up with her mom, and she said, no problem. As soon as we do the fundraising, I'll give it back to you, not a problem.
So she was fundraising to get people to give her money to enter a beauty pageant?
Yes, ma'am. A lot of girls do it, I guess, for this kind of a pageant.
That's how they do it.
Hmm?
That's how they do it.
Did you ever give money for that?
Sure.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Never. Never happened. Maybe for somebody to get a transplant or for somebody to do something else, but to enter a beauty pageant?
Right.
Not It was on your life.
So I told our balloonist, she said, no problem. I will pay her back. I'll pay you back for it before the 12th because I'm doing a fundraiser.
Got it. So far we have $500. I believe you.
Right. So then she calls me and she said, you know, can you give me a ride down? It was all the way in Palm Springs, which is like maybe 3 hours away from where we were. And she said, can you give me a ride because I don't have a car? And I said, okay. We get out there. She also needed a swimsuit, an outfit for the interview. Like, she didn't have anything.
So Your I Honor, said, that's not true.
I'm going to give you a chance to respond to
her. I said, okay, I'll get these things for you now, but you have to add $100 to what you owe me. And she said, no problem. The fundraising is going to cover it. My mom's going to, we're going to do this together. No problem. I got it. I'll get it back to you. And so she tells me we need to go to the ATM the next morning to get the money out so that I can pay for the pageant. I said, you can't take $1,800 out of the ATM. And today's Sunday. How are you going to get the money out? She's like, I have $200 on me. I completely forgot today was Sunday. So I'm like, Taylor, today is the orientation. Like, how are you going to pay for this? She goes, well, if you can write the check, I promise I'll put it back in your account the next morning. If you don't put this back in my account, Taylor, the next morning, you're not going to be able to do the pageant. I'm not going to have a bank account because it'll overdraw. So she promised, no, I have the money. It'll go directly back in your account.
Had the money from the money that they got from fundraising?
Yes. Supposedly was in her account, plus an additional check that she got from a company. So I said, okay.
What company?
It was from my modeling agency.
From your modeling agency?
Yes.
How much was that check for?
The check was for $1,000.
Was it in your account?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
So after she tells me that, okay, no problem. I write the check, and I have copies of the check, Your Honor, as well as the bank statement. If you want to see it.
She doesn't deny that you gave her the money. How much was it?
I wrote a check for $1,795. That was the remainder of what she needed. I guess she had about the rest of it on her. I write her the check. Everything goes good. She goes to the orientation. The next morning, of course, I'm calling her at 6 a.m. Make sure you put the money in my account today. Make sure, you know, I'm texting, calling. No response. So I'm getting nervous. I didn't have that money in my account. I wrote it on the account, you know, just taking her word for it because I've done stuff for her in the past. No word from her at all. I called my aunt. I said, can I borrow some money from you? I'll pay you back either tonight or in the morning. I always borrow money from her. I've been taking care of her for 6 years, so, you know, she trusts me. And she said, fine. If you give it back to me in the next 2 days, not a big deal. So I said, okay. I didn't hear from Taylor for 2 days later. Supposedly, the check that she got didn't clear. It was for the wrong...
You mean from the modeling agency?
Yes. It was for the wrong amount. Whatever the excuse was, I told her, look, I borrowed the money from my aunt. I really need this money back. I always pay her back on time.
Ms. Robinson, this sounds like a whole different story than what you were telling me, young lady.
Yeah. Everything that she did for me was because she wanted to.
It sounds like a whole different story.
It is a different story.
A whole different story.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you a story?
I want you to tell me a story.
Okay. Well, when I called her and I was telling her about the pageant, and she wanted to help me.
We're past that already.
All right.
Now we're in Palm Springs.
The orientation.
Now we're in Palm Springs.
I had a ride with one of the other girls to the orientation, but she's very controlling, and she was like, no, we need to go.
Just
we need to get
second.
You.
I'm in Palm Springs.
I'm in Palm Springs, too.
No.
We're together.
No, now you're on the ride to Palm Springs. I'm past the ride to Palm Springs.
All right, when
I'm in Palm Springs.
We were in Palm Springs, and we went to the orientation and everything. I just didn't realize.
Don't look over there. Look over here.
Okay. So I didn't realize that I wasn't going to be able to take that much amount. I didn't think about it. So I went, and she wrote the check for me, and the next
what
day.
What do you mean you didn't realize?
I didn't realize that. I mean, I wasn't thinking, like, it's a Sunday, I can't go
you
to the bank.
You weren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking.
So, what did you do? Say, we're down here in Palm Springs. I can't enter the pageant unless I have money.
So she wrote, she said, I'll write the check for you and you will pay it back
God.
To me.
Oh, my God.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Just because you, at 19 years old, have certain desires, your desires aren't placed above somebody else's just because you're 19 and cute.
And later today.
I wasn't responsible for his 5-year-old child that he's responsible for.
Listen
for
to my me,
safety,
my sweetheart.
I got out.
Listen, try closing your mouth and listening.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Patrice Lessie says former friend Taylor Robinson owes for the return of money she borrowed to enter a beauty pageant. Taylor claims Patrice believed in her and gave her the money.
I wrote a book. The first part of the book says beauty fades. Second part of the book says, Dumb as Forever. That's the title of the book. Beauty Fades, Dumb as Forever. A pretty face only gets you so far. A cutesy attitude only gets you so far. A good moral character lasts you forever. A reasonable moral compass makes you a civilized member of society, somebody that doesn't take advantage of a friend. The smile doesn't work on me. You just really have to understand that.
No, I understand.
When somebody is nice to you and says, I need my money back and I'm not a rich person, I had to borrow it from somebody else, I don't have that kind of money. And just because you at 19 years old have certain desires, your desires aren't placed above somebody else's just because you're 19 and cute. Because cute only lasts you so far. You live in California. You look around California, look around Hollywood and Beverly Hills. There are lots of cute-looking girls, all pretty with pretty smiles and pretty faces, that get nowhere. The ones that are smart and have pretty faces and are reasonable people and work hard and don't take advantage of other people, they got a shot. But pretty faces just don't get anywhere. You owe a $23.95 judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I know Taylor's not a bad person, but, you know, when I've been a good friend to you for years and I've been helping you out, you need to pay me back.
I didn't mean to not pay her back. I know I need to pay her back, and I feel really bad about it.
She's very cutesy and very, she's fragile.
Every time I thought I would get money, it didn't come the way I expected.
She's a little dramatic, I would say.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Garnier versus Gould. Step forward.
Christopher Garnier is suing his ex-roommate, 25-year-old Claire Gould, for unpaid rent and utility bills after she broke their lease.
Mr. Garnier, you and the defendant moved in together as roommates in an apartment and you signed a lease.
Yes, ma'am.
How long was the lease?
It was for, I believe, 15 months, Your Honor.
Do you have a copy of the lease?
Yes, ma'am, of course I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Yes, ma'am.
And you agreed to split the rent?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay.
That's a lie. We did not agree to split it half and half.
We absolutely did, ma'am.
I have my checks. I was paying a flat rate of $700.
Can you explain to me why you were paying $700?
Our agreement was before I told him I cannot afford to live in a nice place in downtown where he lived. He said, you know, I really need a roommate. What is your highest amount that you can pay? And I said, a month, flat rate, no utilities, no cable, nothing, $700.
Ma'am, that's not true at all.
Wait 1 second. Now, you were not a couple together.
Absolutely not.
You were not a couple. And how many months did you live there? The lease started September 1st.
I only lived there for 1 month and 2 weeks.
Okay. You lived there 1 month and 2 weeks.
I did.
So how many rent checks do you have?
I have one.
Shh.
I have this one right here, September rent. And I have my deposit checks.
Well, the total security deposit was $850. How much was your security deposit?
$540.
Okay. This was a two-bedroom apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were moving in as roommates only?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe you said that you agreed to split the money down the middle. Okay, let's move on. She moved out after a month. She says she had the right to move out for a month because she felt uncomfortable with you. And you want damages. You ultimately moved out of the apartment as well.
Yes, ma'am, I could not afford it, ma'am.
Because you couldn't afford the rent, and you want whatever damages you incurred.
How
long did you stay there? Don't speak.
Okay.
I moved out February 29th, leap year.
So you lived there the month of September with the defendant?
Yes, ma'am.
October, November, December, January, and February. You lived there 5 months on your own?
With
yes,
another
ma'am.
Roommate.
Don't speak. Of the 5 months that you lived there on your own, did you pay the rent?
Yes, ma'am, every month.
Until the end of February?
Yes, ma'am, and I have proof of all that as well, ma'am.
I'd like to see the checks.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have checks,
months.
Ma'am, but I have all of my bank statements, which you see $2,650, which is the total amount.
I'd like to see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How old is his son?
5.
So you had a legitimate concern that he was left unfed?
Yes.
And that his father was drinking
yes.
around him? You had a legitimate concern?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Garnier says ex-roommate Claire Gould broke their lease. Claire is countersuing for outstanding rental charges.
Okay, got it. Paid your rent.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you moved out.
Yes, ma'am.
and you want her to pay half the rent for the 5 months that you lived there, but you didn't pay her half. And now it's up to you to tell me why you moved out after a month after you signed the lease.
He told me that he would only have partial custody of his son. His son would only be there for 1 day out of the week. That actually turned out to be incorrect. He has full custody of his son. He would leave his son there without my knowledge by himself.
Never.
Shh. So
quite a lot. It was very uncomfortable. His son would come knock on my door and say, hey, can you feed me dinner? I'd ask, where's your father? I don't even know where he was. Who knows how long his son was there alone? And then you top that all off with his alcoholism. He would get completely...
Let me ask you this question, Ms. Gould. How old are you?
25.
And how old is his son?
5.
So you had a legitimate concern for a 5-year-old boy when you lived there?
Yeah.
You had a legit... Look at me. That's a question. You had a legitimate concern for a 5-year-old boy when you lived there?
You mean him coming to me and asking...
That he was left alone?
Yes.
That he was left unfed?
Yes.
And that his father was drinking around him? You had a legitimate concern?
Yes.
After you moved out, when was the first call you made to Child Protective Services?
It wasn't until after I found out that he was no longer in the military.
No.
I waited for my lawyer.
Just a second.
Okay. Sorry.
You moved out on what date?
I moved out on October 14th.
And on what date did you call Child Protective Services?
Today.
Excuse me?
I waited until today.
Until today?
Absolutely.
And how did you feel that this 5-year-old was going to negotiate being left alone October, November, December, January, February, March, April, and May? How did you feel as if the child was going to feed himself, take care of himself, until you got here to court today? How did you think that, that was going to happen if you had a legitimate concern for him?
I understand why you're upset. And I did have a
No, I understand. I'm either upset because you didn't really care about this 5-year-old, or because you're full of baloney.
No,
either
absolutely
one.
Not.
Either, and if you're not full of baloney, that you
I have
that you observed what you did observe, then you are a pretty heartless 25-year-old leaving a 5-year-old in the company of someone who couldn't take care of him for 8 months.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Either you were heartless.
No.
Because you left and you left him there uncared for 8 months, or you're full of baloney.
No.
Well,
neither.
It has to be one. It has to be one or the other, because you left him with his father.
Okay, may I speak?
Did you leave him with someone other than his father?
Yes, there was another roommate that came in. Allison?
You left him with another roommate?
Well, I mean, I left him with his father, who should take care of him, of course. I mean, I left to get myself out of this scary situation that I was
you
in.
You owe him $5,000, madam. I don't believe you. You owe him actually $6,625. The maximum for this
You're
court is
$5,000. You're not even going to look at the checks that I have here? September rent, $700?
Yeah, no. I believe that you said that you were going to pay for half.
Oh, no, not at all. Look, here's his 331. Can I have time for my countersuit at least?
I don't have to entertain your countersuit.
I'm being sent to collections.
You're leaving.
Because he abandoned the apartment with falsified orders from the military.
Listen.
The military is aware that he falsified his orders.
Listen.
He's been living a lie this entire time.
Listen to me. You're not paying attention. It's very simple. You signed a lease.
And for my safety, I got out. For my safety. I wasn't responsible for his 5-year-old child that he's responsible for.
Listen to me, my
sweetheart.
I got out. Listen. Try closing your mouth and listening. You signed a lease. You broke. You signed a lease and you broke the lease.
I asked him to roommate release me. And also, you know what?
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
Thank you, ma'am.
Your counterclaims dismissed.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He tried to get in.
As he comes out, you see something shiny. So my wife's on the phone calling 911 saying he has a gun. It ends up being a knife.
Well, how did you know it was a knife?
Well, he swung at my chest.
Next Judge Judy.
She signed a one-year lease, actually a 15-month lease, and left after 32 days. It's just not okay.
I still am so happy I have that restraining order because he terrifies me.
I spent 10 years as an officer in the United States Marine Corps. I'm currently a high school English teacher right now. I am above reproach.
He would get completely wasted, scare his son, and scare me.
What she's saying is just ridiculous and unfounded.
He's an outstanding father, and I believe she wanted to move in with her boyfriend.
He would tell me that my boyfriend wasn't man enough for me and that he wasn't allowed over.
I have a 5-year-old son who I've had full custody of. Just wasn't appropriate for him to be around my son every night.
It was supposed to be a roommate situation, not anything else.
I think she was a little bit upset about me kind of giving her some rules.
I think he had other plans.
Never at all.